You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
All right, let's touch the table with some football. I'm hoping it's college from a crazy weekend, but I'm kept in the dark on such matters. I'm not in the inner sanctum of Blitz board members. Let's hit some music and see what the hell we got here. Oh, this is new.
Yeah.
Now, is this another one of your ways to keep receipts like the petty little person you are?
Oh, no, Mike. This is how we just kind of look back at the games we saw.
All right.
On Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and say, you know what? Is it too early? Can we say that?
For example, David,
let's go ahead and escort Kenny out of there. Hey, can we say that Bama is now the new team to beat in college football?
You want me to answer this or David first?
David, you can go first.
I'm not ready to say that they are the team to beat. They just happened to beat Georgia, and they look really good doing it. But there's a lot of football left. So today, right now, I'm not going to say they're the team to beat.
I agree with David. It must be nice to have the game handed to you at home at night. And realistically, I have just too much respect for what Georgia's built. Now, if Georgia drops that game at Texas in a couple of weeks, or they go down to Oxford and lose to Ole Miss, we can have a different conversation. But, man, I'm not taking their crown after one game.
Okay. Kenny, you want to chime in?
Am I allowed to speak now? Or
you're allowed
no?
to speak. Go ahead. I didn't want to rub salt in the wound.
No, it's quite all right, Rico. No, what Bobo was doing in the first half of that game, I have no idea. Carson Beck, I have no idea what he was smoking. But, yeah, I think I'm with Mike that they kind of, especially in that first half, they handed that game away. So I'm not ready to crown Alabama quite yet.
Can we say that before the season is over, Texas will have a quarterback controversy?
Absolutely not.
So it's no matter what Manning does,
no.
It's still going to be Quinn Ewers' job?
It's Quinn Ewers' gig. Now, if you mean to tell me Ewers comes back, turns into a pumpkin, and is bad for a whole month, it's a different conversation. But I don't imagine that happening. I will say no. Arch has been cute. It's been, you know, fun. Newsflash, Mississippi State on that schedule again.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say, Mike, you're right. Louisiana Monroe and Mississippi State aren't really the opponents that I want him to dominate against and say, yes, there's a controversy. That's just not it. He does it against Oklahoma if he happens to start in that game, or looks good against Georgia if he's still starting, then yes, but no way, not now.
Yeah, everything that David just said, the level of competition that you're facing there's nothing you can really learn from that. So I'm with you guys.
Can we say that Indiana football will be a problem?
Yes. That's my nuanced answer.
You called this one. Hey, congratulations, Michael Vellini. You called this before the season started.
My boy Cignetti is a psycho. I love him. No, they're a problem. He brought 12, 13 guys from James Madison. He brought a staff that was a winning culture. They hit the portal. They got it right with the quarterback. Only nerds will know who Curtis Rourke is, the Maple Leaf missile from Ohio. Rico, and here's the deal. There's a vibe. And I think the players love the fact they know that their coach is a nutbag who's going to look to run it up on people. So I think they're very real. They're going to beat somebody of consequence.
I'm not ready. I'm just not ready, man. I'm sorry. The history of Indiana football, I know what they look like. They look really good offensively. But let me see them, David, against a one-loss Nebraska team in a few weeks.
David, you can't base this. And see, that's the problem that I have with the AP voters. If Indiana had winged helmets and wore maize and blue colors, they'd be the number two team in the country.
You're exactly right. You're right.
All right.
If Indiana played Michigan today, I would pick Indiana.
So would I.
So, okay, well, then why is Michigan number 10?
They shouldn't be number 10. That's a joke.
Exactly, because the top 25, I tried to tell Cookies this on the podcast, the top 25 is for nerds and losers. These idiot media don't even watch the damn games.
Can we say that Michigan will keep winning despite Orgy not throwing 400 yards?
No. You have to define – hold on, David. You have to define level of winning. Yes, they will win more than they lose. But what are we talking about?
Outside of Oregon and Ohio State, they will keep winning.
No. They will incur at least one other loss, and it might be this week.
The Huskies. David?
You are speaking my heart, Mike, because I am worried about this week, and I should not be worried about this game coming up, but they look like trash against Minnesota. So, yes.
David, I am blessed and highly favored. I don't know what to say.
They may on paper, they may actually win eight games, but they look like a six-win team. I don't know what it is.
Well, at least you got the refs in your pocket.
Oh, man. Offsides. Maybe not.
And I don't give me that Kremlin illegal touching stuff. It wasn't. But hey, must be nice.
Yeah. Hey guys, can we say that running back from Boise State, Ashton Jeanty, should be in New York City for the Heisman ceremony?
Yes. Yes. Period. End of story. Unless he's unseated by a defensive end who had half the season of another D-end who didn't get invited to New York, like Aiden and Will Anderson.
Flag, man.
It's not a flag. What Ashton Jeanty's doing, did you see the touchdown runs against Wazoo?
I did.
That
I
was
did.
Better than anything K-9 did. Ashton Jeanty went glowing nuclear Super Mario Brothers, like when he would eat the magic mushroom or whatever. Dude, he was crushing people. It was like Earl Campbell, and then he's turning on the Jets to take it the distance. He did that three separate times Saturday night. He's phenomenal. He's absolutely one of the three best players in America.
David?
Yeah, there's nothing to say. He said it all. He's okay. Right. Yeah.
And you know I'm right about that K-9 thing. Carry on.
Ohio State freshman wide receiver Jeremiah Smith will be a problem for the Big Ten for the next three seasons.
Yes, just like Ryan Williams. These are the types of players that I wish you could get a special dispensation after 2 years in college, you get to go pro. Mm-hmm. Just leave out the third year. I mean, these two look like they could play on Sundays. Not quite physically yet. Need a little bit more maturation, but from the skill set, mm-hmm. the routes, the hands, the tracking of the football, the speed. I don't need to see that kid no more.
Yeah, get your lawyers in order. They should be fighting right now to be put in the draft this coming draft.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the stands saying, wait, what happened? Why is he celebrating? Oh, wait, he caught that pass one-handed. All right, one NFL, can we say that for you guys? After 4 weeks, can we say the Commanders will win the NFC East?
Kills me. This was my upset special preseason. I can't say it yet. I want to. I want to say it with my chest, but I can't yet.
Come on, Dolly Parton.
No, not yet. They're a hell of a lot of fun, but it's a lot different winning games in November and December for a rookie quarterback than it is right now. I'll say no. I'll be pragmatic.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. The way I see Jaden Daniels playing right now, I think he can continue that play. Yes, I'm going to say yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it could work.
I mean, the fact that, they punted for the first time, all season in this game?
Yeah.
That was the big head scratcher right there.
Yep, no question.
All right. Dave, we got time for one more?
Yeah, hell yeah, we do.
Okay. Mike, this one's for you.
All right, let me hear it.
College or pro?
College.
College. Can we say Peyton Thorne is in over his head at Auburn?
He can go to hell. He cost America with that damn thing on Saturday. Are you kidding me? Who was he throwing that to? I see dead people. He didn't throw it to anybody. You're up 21-16 with 3 minutes to go. What the hell are you doing throwing it in the middle of six Sooners? To hell with Peyton Thorne. Not that I'm bitter.
Yeah.
To hell with him.
No, I honestly think maybe the SEC was not the move for him, but enjoy that.
Now, what's the pro one? Go ahead.
All right, I got a pro one for you, Mike.
Go ahead.
Are the Ravens, can we say that the Ravens are the new AFC favorite?
Yes. It pains me to say it, but yes.
All right.
That game last night, that's as impressive a regular season performance as you're going to see. They didn't just beat the Bills, they destroyed them. And from jump. By the way, David, scientifically speaking, how the hell does something that big move that fast?
I have
regards,
no clue.
Derrick Henry.
I have
what
no
the?
Clue.
That looked fake. It looked fake.
He's a robot out there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's like some Einstein mass versus force. And yeah, you, and acceleration. You don't want to mess with
he
that.
He got moving, and I'm going, even if somebody catches him.
Well, you notice they weren't trying. They just wanted to keep pace with him so it looks good in film study.
Yeah, exactly.
A coach, I was chasing him.
Exactly.
Why didn't tackle him? I wasn't trying to die.
Business decision.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. That is your week, your weekly version of Can We Say That? 97.1.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.